Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now it's Budget Day. We'll be joined in a moment by our panel of experts to dissect all the latest leaks, which include a boost for pensioners and social welfare recipients, potential plans to freeze childcare fees and also changes to income tax. But will it all be enough to counter the rapid rise in the cost of living? Well, first our reporter Barry Lenehan asked people in Dublin City Centre what they're looking for from today's budget.
Well, I just kind of look after where we are, where we've come from, and make sure there's a bit of reward for people that have put something into it. But let's not go crazy, you know. I think we all know we've got a decent chance. A few bit of extra change there. Don't go mad with that.
The national deficit not as big as initially feared. You still think caution is the watchword?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a big old deficit that we've got in mind. If interest rates go a bit astray, it's not going to be great. They're low now. They could go up. So let's keep an eye. Let's be sensible.
You know, concentration on housing to be built on public land, especially companies that have serious land banks that are completely underused. Sort of a no-brainer, but it's not being done.
Do you think there will be measures in this budget to address that?
I doubt it. I wish there was, but I kind of doubt it.
You have a packet of tobacco in the hand. Yeah. What are you expecting?
Well, I don't mind if they put it up, because we actually do need to give it up, you know, because we're just killing ourselves with this, you know, tobacco. I need to give it up. I'm just waiting on a hip operation now shortly, and they're telling me to give up the smoke before they go in. That's in about 3 weeks' time.
So you think this mooted 50-cent rise will be a good thing for you?
And that's what they're doing in Australia, sure, isn't it? It's like $35 a pack of smokes over there. It's working, isn't it? Might work here.
As a senior citizen, I hope we will be remembered. A lot of our seniors are supporting younger generations. It isn't just for ourselves. So it is important we spread it around.
Talk of a €5 increase. Is that enough for you?
When is it ever enough? But, you know, it's a good start, really, I suppose, anywhere, really. But I think they must think of it with a little bit of largesse. If we do have all of this money, what better way to spend it, really, rather than all of these mythological projects that are going on at the moment that will never get built? Give it to people now. They can spend it. And it'll add a tiny little bit to their standard of living.
The younger generation rental market, would you like to see measures there?
Absolutely. It is absolutely tragic, really. Our young people, we must keep them at home. I mean, we have such a wonderful educated workforce. We need to keep them in jobs here. Why be exporting them? You know, I think that's where we need to look after our young people.
Barry Lenehan there, talking to the sensible people in Dublin City Centre. Today, I'm joined from our Dáil studio, political editor of The Examiner, Daniel McConnell, is there. Here in the studio, professional tax leader at Chartered Accountants Ireland, Nora Collender. Irish independent personal finance editor, Charlie Weston, is here too. And on the line, Dr. Shana Cohen, director of TASC. You're all very welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. Daniel, I'm going to start with you, because I said at the top, you know, there have been so many leaks. We feel like we know so much of the detail in this budget before it's announced at lunchtime today. Were there a couple of issues around what's happening with education?
Yeah, so Nora Foley was one of the last ministers to go in and finalise her allocation and budget. And ultimately, she was holding out for funding for two or three key areas. One was an increase in special needs assistance. And my understanding is that she'll get an extra 1,165 special needs assistance. There's an extra 980 special education teachers. But in addition to that, she was holding it for additional money for the DESH school scheme, which, or the disadvantaged school scheme. And my understanding there, it's in the region of about 18 million that she'll get for that. So that's a win for Norma Foley with a question. But that's a gamble, you know, from a minister's point of view. It's always a gamble to be at the very end of your, you know, of the fight. You really kind of want to get your allocations nailed down. But in this instance, there certainly was an element of surprise from a number of departments and ministers speaking to me last night, that there seemed to be a bit of money freed up in the last 24 hours or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for very specific targets, you know, target measures. For example, there seems to be an extra 200 million or odd made available to Heather Humphreys in the Department of Social Protection, which has allowed her kind of look at that means testing issue in terms of the carers grant. So there are a number of those issues that have emerged in the last 24, 48 hours or so, and clearly Michael McGrath has been able to work some sort of magic in order in terms of freeing up some additional money.
Speaking of Heather Humphreys, I mean, she seems to have done well here.
Oh, what, like the welfare package is massive. It's 900 million all in. So you've got the fiver on the pension, you've got the fiver on the core social welfare benefits, and then you've got the fiver increase on the fuel allowance. Now, it had been mooted over the weekend that it was going to increase by 350, which was the increase given last year, up to €28 per week. But no, they've gone further than that. They've clearly recognised that the energy spikes since the back end of the summer are really an issue that the government need to deal with. And so they've gone to the fiver. So that's a significant increase. We had heard that there was a possibility of extending the length of the fuel allowance season. They don't seem to have gone that far, but we do expect that the numbers who are eligible for the fuel allowance will increase from the current level of 375,000 people. But all in all, Heather Humphreys has gotten a big package of almost €1 billion. And that's, when you look at it, in recent years, she was able to kind of get the across-the-board increases or these additional targeted measures that she's got last year. This year, she looks like she's gotten both, which is obviously a big win for her.
All right. And no one's going to be making money out of the fuel allowance, because we know what's coming this winter. The fuel bills are going to soar. Charlie Weston, you're an expert on that. But also, there was a point there in what one woman said, speaking to Barry Lenehan, talking about what pensioners should get. She said, we're not just supporting ourselves, we're supporting younger generations. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to say. It's so true, isn't it? Particularly when it comes to housing. What's your overall take, though, on what this budget is going to provide for people and what it's going to do?
I think, Claire, despite what Micheál Martin has said about it not being a budget where there'll be something for everybody in the audience, you know, to use the late show phrase, it looks like it is precisely going to be that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fiver here, €8 there. Every generation catered for, up to now, up to this morning, we didn't think there was anything for young people. But there's a very interesting proposal to give 50% off LEAP cards, travel, public service travel, for under 24-year-olds, not just students, from those between the age of 19 and 24. And that's a clever one as well. Instead of carving tax where you're punishing people, this is an incentive to use public transport. Now, is public transport up to it? That's the question. But it is an interesting one. I think they're trying to cover off everything.
Wise, though? Because that means that everyone gets a little bit. It doesn't make much difference to anyone. It
doesn't make much difference to everybody. Yeah, you're right. Everybody gets a bit, like they're working from home. There might be a little bit more there you can claim on your electricity bill. Free GP care for the under sevens, you know, help with creche fees and a freeze of creche fees. Yeah, I'm not sure everybody would be satisfied, because we're facing into a very tough winter. Mm-hmm. Inflation at the moment, Claire, and a lot of it's been pushed by energy, but there are other factors as well. The latest European figures for this country were 3.7%. That's 13 years since we had anything like that. And you're talking not just energy, but health insurance, telecoms, diesel, petrol prices are going through the roof. I mean, the barrel of oil was $84 yesterday. Citibank in the big international investment house are saying they see it going to $90 soon. You know, I tweeted out about carbon tax going up, advising people to fill up the car before midnight tonight, because carbon tax will go up immediately on petrol and diesel. And the anger at people reacting to the amount of taxes there are on fuels in this country. Mm-hmm. You take your
cause,
petrol
you'll and cause panic buying now, Charlie.
A little bit of it. Mind you, I did it myself and there wasn't much of a queue. But you're 60% of your petrol and diesel is taxes, carbon tax. There's a VAT. There's a kind of duties as well, excise duty, and yeah. Then there's we pay into a levy as well for reserves, you know. So people get very, very annoyed with that because they don't have alternatives.
Yeah, Daniel, I just want to come back to you on the childcare measures. Will you just clarify for us what's happening there?
Okay, sure. So Roderick O'Gorman last year basically decided not to get a childcare package put together. Rather wanted to fund Tusler, give Tusler a proper budget last year. This year, the emphasis is very much on, helping the sector, which is under real pressure in terms of retaining staff. So there's €100 million basically this year. There'll be €200 million next year, to help childcarers with those retention problems. The National Childcare Scheme, which is at the moment only eligible for children up to three, is to be extended up to the age of 15. That's a significant increase. And ultimately, there's a move by the state to almost act as, in a way, a guarantor that there would be no increase in fees for parents. There mm-hmm. had been a hope that the fees wouldn't increase or would even be cut, but it looks for now that they're happy enough to go with a no increase, and there may be progress on that next year.
If you're paying 12 or in some cases more, 100 a month for childcare, no increase doesn't make it affordable.
Listen, I'm in that category myself. I know all about it. So, listen, we see the difficulties in childcare places, and we see the difficulty in terms of the cost issue. And any assistance there is obviously welcome. But he only had 100 million, and I think it's seen as a first step in kind of a several step process. I think from a Roderick O'Gorman perspective, he gets 100 million this year. He gets 200 million next year. The hope would be that over 2 or 3 years, that sort of sea change that is needed would be the other thing, Claire, I would make mention of is very important. I think in light of what is happening, there have been concerns around drops of Garda numbers in recent days and weeks.
Yes.
I think it's significant that Heather Humphreys has secured funding for an extra 800 Gardaí, even though, and I know Helen McEntee, who's coming back into work in the next couple of weeks, a priority of hers is that there's a significant increase in money for dealing with domestic violence. So these are two or three key issues that are likely to feature quite heavily, I think, in the narrative later on today as well.
I want to talk now about tax, Nora. This is where you come in. We have people asking us about tax bans and movement. What do we know about what might be coming down the tracks in terms of tax relief and moving of tax bans?
Well, I think the key wording here from all the government departments is a talk about indexation of tax rates and tax credits. So that gives us our cue that what we're looking at here today is measures that will help with maintain the purchasing power of income for individuals. So it's not a giveaway. And if you look at the sheer number that are involved, there's 2.8 million taxpayers in Ireland. So any measure that's put through is going to have a huge cost for the Exchequer. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there's ready reckoners and projections and a 2% increase in rate bans and tax credits. That's going to cost 360 million. And we only have 500 million of a package for tax expenditures. So it's really going to put a strain on it.
So big overall cost, but in terms of the individual, it's not likely to make that much difference, would you say?
It could make a difference in terms of, I think it's a much overdue necessary change. For example, the tax credits haven't changed since 2011. So what we've had then over the last 10 years is a kind of a tax by stealth, whereby every little bit of increase that you get from any kind of a pay rise, more of that is going towards tax. So it's a long overdue increase for sure. So for example, if there is a €1,000 increase in the PAYE credit, that would result in a 200 increase in after take home pay, which works out at about €3.80 per week. Mm-hmm. If there's a 1,500 increase in the standard rate band, and the standard rate band is the income threshold from which an individual moves from paying tax at the 20% rate to the 40% rate. So if that goes up by €1,500, then you're looking at an increase in the take-home pay there of €300, which works out at about €7.50 per week.
Okay, you can put that towards your heating bill.
You can put whole objective.
It's gone. Do you know what I mean? That's the problem, isn't it?
That absolutely, and that's the point there about the messaging of what the changes will mean. The government documentation is talking about indexation, so the indexation is there to keep your purchasing power of your take-home pay in a position that you can still avail of the same services. It's not going to be a bonanza. It's not going to be extra cash.
You're not
in the
going to be quids in. Now, what about promoting remote working? What tax incentives are there at the minute and what changes are you expecting to see?
Well, currently, an individual who does not have payments or support from their employer to cover the cost of their utilities, they're entitled to claim a percentage, a very modest percentage of their utility bills against their income tax liability. So, for example, in terms of gas and heating, you can claim 10% of the number of days that you work from home. So let's say you have a utility bill of gas and heating of €2,000. You work from home 2 days a week over 48 weeks. So 96 divided by 365 days in the year, and you only get 10% of that. And again, if you're a top rate taxpayer, that really means only €22 for the full year to cover the cost of your working from home for the utilities. But we're getting the signal here from the government is that's going to increase to 30%. Okay. So if you take into account the broadband as well, broadband, there's a temporary concession in place to claim a 30% deduction on the broadband cost. Again, time apportioned over the number of days that you work from home. That concession, we're hoping, will be made a permanent feature, because at the moment that's only there for the duration of the COVID disruption. So all in all, if the utility deduction moves from 10% to 30%, and the broadband deduction is enshrined in law at 30%, you're looking at a deduction of €67 for the year for an employee for working home for the 2 days a week.
Okay.
Now compare that to an employer who can give an employee €3.20 per day that they work from home without that having any tax implications. So the employer can give the employee for the same 96
days.
You'd be much better off. Of 307 compared to what you'll get back in the tax of 67 euro.
Shana Cohn, who has been listening to all of this, you're very welcome, Shana. Thanks for being with us. I just have a message here that I want to put to you. It says, will we ever see an increase in the children's allowance? It's heartbreaking every year to be ignored. And there's been nothing about it this year. It looks as though an increase is off the cards, would you say?
Yeah, there's been no mention of it. That's right. And thank you for having me. I think it's a mistake, but I think the bigger mistake is to be frank, is that the sort of tinkering around with childcare and subsidies and trying perhaps to pay childcare workers. I think you have to balance it. It's what people want are better services for their children, and I think that that's in some ways more the question than the child allowance.
Mm-hmm. So what should be done?
I think it's great that there's going to be an increase in for investment in the DESH schools. I think it's great that there is going to be an effort to freeze fees for childcare. But again, like it's been said, that the fees are quite high. And the problem is if you have, I think there might be short-term subsidies for staff because that's the biggest cost for childcare providers. But there's a long-term problem of poor pay in the sector and high turnover. So I think for the child allowance, I think it's if there's more investment in schools and there's more investment in childcare and there's more investment in after-school care and there are lower healthcare costs, then that is in some ways more important than the allowance.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about social welfare, because we're hearing that all social welfare recipients will see a €5 weekly rise. They'll also get the full Christmas bonus when Budget 2022 is announced. Does that go far enough? I know the Green Party Minister Joe O'Brien suggested that the core rate should go from €203 to €245 a week on a gradual basis.
I think anything is good. Far enough. It's just the cost of living. That's the problem. We've been talking about it has to be part of a whole package. We have to think about the budget of a household, especially a lower middle income household. What are they spending money on and how are they going to survive? And that's, you have to look at the whole picture. It's not just a cash transfer. It's something you can get back through a tax credit. It's also how much you can have to spend. And I think like a €5 increase in the fuel allowance isn't going to cut it if your bills are in the hundreds of euros, and that's the problem. I think it's that the government is hoping by tinkering here and there with cash transfers that it's going to solve a problem that is actually much bigger than what it's saying it is.
And the bigger problem is cost of living.
Absolutely, cost of living, including rent, and including forget getting in a house, on a ladder for housing. It's just cost of living. They're going to need to do something about the cost of rents. That's the big issue, and I wish that had been more in the budget, because that's where a lot of people are spending money. Or as the older woman who was interviewed earlier said, we're having to support younger generations, and that's not fair to them because they have their own costs. So if you have children living at home well into their 20s or 30s because they can't rent and they can't get on a housing ladder, that actually is a big issue. What I'd hope from the budget is they would tackle some of the big issues like housing, like access to health care. They say they're going to provide money for 1,000 nurses or whatever it is, but they can't recruit now because the working conditions aren't good enough and the cost of living is just too high. Eventually, any government is going to have to face those issues, that the cost of living is high and the pay just isn't enough to manage that cost of living.
Daniel, is there any mention of renters here?
Well, I suppose primarily from Dara Bryan's perspective, that they had basically had their day out in their son with the Housing for All plan. Yeah. So there is going to be some measures. Like, we know there's going to be increases in terms of the health or the HAP scheme and the rent assistance supplement. But again, my understanding is they're likely to be minor enough and largely to kind of take account of inflation rather than doing any majorly significant there. Like, there's likely obviously to be increases in homeless services, etc. like that. But again, the vast majority of the attention has gone into the capital side, and that's the Housing for All stuff, which was obviously announced earlier this month. So I think housing will take a bit of a backseat today. I think the emphasis will very much be on the social welfare side. I do think the cost of living will be a key theme, both from Pascal Donoghue and for Michael McGrath today. And they're also, have, I suppose, trying to walk that line balance of not only, I suppose, addressing those key pressure zones in the economy, not only in terms of housing, but there's a, you know, concerns around delivery of such projects. You know, people can't get builders anymore. People can't, or if they do, they're paying very, very expensive costs to get them. And there's concerns around job supply as well and worker supply in the economy as well. So there's going to be a lot of attention, I think, focused in on in delivery and also as well increasing the capacity of the economy to meet this increased demand, which is clearly coming through.
Okay, Charlie, you have the car filled, but on the electric car front, just before we go, will there be any further concessions, grants, subventions? Because we're hearing that those subventions might be reduced, but they want people to buy electric cars. So it's a bit of a dilemma.
They are talking about reducing them, and the tax strategy groups, you know, the officials who put together options for the ministers have talked about reducing those, some of those. But it looks like the indications are that they'll keep some of the subsidies in place on electric vehicles.
Still too dear.
They're still too dear. It's very much a upper income thing for people buying an electric car, even if it's subsidised. So it's not an option for everybody.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there and let's see what happens at 1 o'clock today. Charlie West and Daniel McConnell, Nora Collender and Dr. Shana Cohen. On tomorrow's programme, we'll be joined live in the studio by the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, and the Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath. They'll be taking your calls. It's our annual budget phone-in. So it's your chance to ask the ministers responsible about the issue that affects you most in budget 2022. So it could be farming, it could be pensions, it could be childcare, it could be housing, carbon taxes, whatever it is. Do send your questions in now by email to todaycb@rte.ie. That's todaycb@rte.ie.